Morning and welcome to our worship service. We begin this morning with our first hymn, hymn number 375. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
To us. To us. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
Mighty God.
Everlasting Father. Emmanuel, God with us. Creator, Heavenly Father, Good Shepherd, Lamb of God, Holy Spirit, Jesus. These are just a few of the many names of God that we read in the Bible. Each name describes our one true God and what He does for us. At Christmas time, we hear special names of God from the prophet Isaiah: Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But what do these names mean, and why does Isaiah use them to describe the promised Savior? Today we will find out.
In Old Testament times, God sent the prophet Isaiah to the unbelieving king Ahaz and God's people living in Judah. Ahaz and the people did not trust that God could save them from their enemies. They had turned away from God, just as people have done since the time of Adam and Eve in the first sin in the garden. But God would not give up on his people. He had promised Adam and Eve that he would send a Savior to bring all people back to him. Through the many years that followed, God continued to remind his people about the Savior he would send.
God sent Isaiah to King Ahaz and the Israelites, telling them to repent of their sins and turn back to the Lord. Only the one true God could deliver them from their enemies, and one day God would deliver all people from our greatest enemies, sin, death, and the power of the devil. God gave them a sign to show he would do this. Isaiah 7:14 says, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The name Emmanuel means God with us. God himself would come to earth and be born a human baby in order to save us and to bring us back to him. What wonderful, happy news.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
As we wait today.
As we wait today.
For the baby Jesus.
For the baby Jesus.
Sleeping on the hay.
Sleeping on the hay.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Jesus, God's own son.
Jesus, God's own son.
Born on Christmas morning.
Born on Christmas morning.
Loves us everyone.
Loves us everyone.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Go and spread his love.
Go and spread his love.
Born on Christmas morning.
Born on Christmas morning.
Sent from God above.
Sent from God above.
Thank you.
Wonderful Counselor, have you ever tried walking in the dark without a flashlight? It's hard to see where you are going. You could easily get hurt or lost. Walking in darkness is how Isaiah describes people who don't trust and believe in God. But God doesn't leave us in the dark. Jesus came to be the light that shines in the darkness. Isaiah 9:2 tells us, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined." Jesus is the light of the world.
The light of the world would come as a baby born of a virgin. Isaiah tells us about the birth of this baby, a new king who would come from David's kindly line and who would rule over an everlasting kingdom. The new king is the promised Messiah. Jesus, Isaiah describes the Messiah using names that show us his power and authority. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9:6.
The second name Isaiah gives Jesus the Messiah is Wonderful Counselor. A counselor is someone who gives advice or counsel. The world often gives bad advice that leads us away from God into darkness. Jesus gives wonderful life-giving counsels, the good news of salvation. We hear this wonderful counselor from Jesus in his words recorded in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life."
The people that in darkness set a glorious light has seen. The light has shined on them who long in shades of death have been.
Mighty God. The third name Isaiah gives to Jesus is Mighty God. The child born of a virgin would be God himself. Jesus, our Savior, is true God and true man. Before Jesus was born, God sent an angel to proclaim the miraculous news to Joseph. Matthew 1:20-23 tells us, "An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that for which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
The birth of Jesus Christ from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 7.
Everlasting Father. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Luke 2, 8-14.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorified and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it has been told to them. Luke 2:15-20.
Isaiah gives a baby born in Bethlehem a fourth name, Everlasting Father. Jesus is the Son of God, but he has the heart of a father toward his people. Jesus rules over his kingdom as a loving father. He is the everlasting father. Jesus has no beginning and no end, and his kingdom is eternal. Isaiah 9:7 says, "Of the increase of his government and of peace will be no end on the throne and David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore."
His name should be the Prince of Peace,
the Everlasting Lord,
the Wonderful,
the Counselor,
the God by all adored.
Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ came for all people, and all who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior belong to his eternal kingdom. God showed his desire for all to be saved when he placed a star in the heavens to guide wise men from the east to the Savior of the world. We read from Matthew chapter 2, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" Matthew 2:1-2.
That special star guided the wise men to the place where Jesus was. Matthew writes, "The star that they had seen when it rose before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts like gold and frankincense and myrrh." Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 through 11.
Prince of Peace is the final name Isaiah gives the promised Messiah. We all want peace in our lives and in our world. Only Jesus gives us true peace. Peace with God. Jesus won that peace for us when he went to the cross to pay for our sins. Jesus told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." John 14:27. The child born in Bethlehem is Jesus the Messiah. He is our Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
As races, government and power, so overstand, and then this is base, this is going to ever end.
A child is born.
To us, a son is given.
Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor.
Our Mighty God.
The Everlasting Father.
The Prince of Peace. Thanks be to God.
Please rise as we confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day.
things, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us for worship this morning. Can we give a round of applause for the kids? They did a wonderful presentation of the gospel lesson.